Dreamscape presents The Ghost of the Mary Celeste by Valerie Martin. Narrated by Susie Bernice. Why does the sea moan evermore? Shut out from heaven, it makes its moan. It frets against the boundary shore. All earth's full rivers cannot fill the sea that drinking thirsteth still. Christina Rossetti. The unknown and the marvelous press upon us from all sides. They loom above us and around us in undefined and fluctuating shapes, some dark, some shimmering, but all warning us of the limitations of what we call matter and of the need for spirituality if we are to keep in touch with the true inner facts of life. Arthur Conan Doyle. The Ghost of the Mary Celeste. A Disaster at Sea. The brig Early Dawn, off the coast of Cape Fear, 1859. The captain and his wife were asleep in each other's arms. She, new to the watery world, slept lightly. Her husband, seasoned and driven to exhaustion the last 2 days and nights by the perils of a gale that shipped sea after sea over the bow of his heavily loaded vessel, had plunged into a slumber as profound as the now tranquil ocean beneath him. As his wife turned in her sleep, wrapping her arm loosely about his waist and resting her cheek against the warm flesh of his shoulder, in some half-conscious chamber of her dreaming brain, she heard the ship's clock strike 6 bells. The cook would be stirring, the night watch rubbing their...